Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I'm Françoise Rhodes, coming to you live from Palm Desert, California. We are in the station here at CRC Media West over in Palm Desert. And we're streaming live. We're podcast. We're AM. We're FM. We are everywhere. Money Radio. So great to have you joining us today. Yeah, it's a great day out there. It's been a really exciting week of sports and stuff. But joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I am good.
You are? You're good? Wow. Did you get the kitchen done? Tell me it's done, functioning, it's over with.
Yeah, it's close. It's still in the same spot.
The kitchen's still in the same spot.
Yeah, we're waiting for them to. They got to come out again and take a look at it.
All right. Well, soon it will be a thing of the past. All right. Today's donuts are courtesy of Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club and Monterey. The best donuts in the Coachella Valley. There's Swiss Donuts all over the valley, but that's the one you want to go to. They've had the same baker there for a gazillion years, and they're always so consistently fresh and delicious. And in the Albertson Shopping Center, again, on the corner of Country Club in Monterey. I know a lot of my listeners go there. Gina goes there. Sherry goes there. Don was just there. Lots of people go there. So Joe R., he likes to go to Swiss Donuts also. He's one of those tall, skinny guys that can eat 5,000 donuts, and it wouldn't make any difference. Yeah, but anyway, everybody likes the donuts over at Swiss Donuts. And this week, a big week for sports. Now, Sean, I know you could kind of care less about a lot of the sports going on. Me too, but you get these weird connections. When I was in Vegas, it was the first, the second game of the hockey. And of course, Vegas, first year, goes to the finals.
Right.
So it was crazy because everywhere we went, there was the logos for the team and go, team, go, you know, all the stuff everywhere.
A lot of pride.
Yeah. So I kind of then made that my hockey team for Vegas over there. So they didn't win, but the Washington Capitals did, and they just outplayed them. But it was a great, great game overall. Golden State Warriors, California.
I saw that.
We won, what, 2-3 now in a row?
I believe it's 2 in a row and 3 of the last 4.
Yeah, so now the people can't be complaining about our California teams. And then Justified from California as well, the Triple Crown wins the Triple Crown. Horse just ran so smooth yesterday. It was incredible. It was, pretty.
I've never seen horse racing. I think I need to go.
Oh, you need to go. We need to do a bus trip or something to Santa Anita. I had to work on that. It's really a lot of fun. It's more fun when you have a horse that's racing. We had some race horses for a while. Only one ever won. The others never made it to the track. That's usually the way it goes. But we did have one winner, Handsome Package. He won several times, and that's exciting to go down in the winner's circle. Nothing like the triple crown, though. That was that was something. So I was excited for that. Okay, today's show is presented by B. Olsen's Jewelers. Remember, grads and dads, B. Olsen's the place to go. I was just there during the week. They have beautiful watches and men's rings. In fact, the largest selection of men's rings out there. So check it out. They have from the burnished metal look to the gold with diamonds and silver with, you know, white gold with all this stuff. So B. Olsen's Jewelers, lower level of the gardens on El Paseo. Check it out. So this week I did do quite a few things. I went to the opening party for the Palm Springs Babies. And it's been all over the news. And these are these babies from Prague. They came from Prague, famous Czechoslovakian artist there. And these babies have barcodes for faces. And that's what makes them really cute. When you look at the body, they're really, really cute, these babies. And then you look at the face, and it's just this barcode down the middle. There's no eyes, nose, or mouth. And the reason for that is to portray the dehumanization of people, that we are all now a number.
Yep.
Yeah. So, which is true.
Being advertised to.
Yeah. And the babies really... they're interesting. They won't draw people like the Marilyn. I'm sorry. I mean, I know that was the whole idea, to draw crowds like the Marilyn. And the reason why is you can't go near them.
Oh, really?
They're in this pit. So you have to stand around the pit and take pictures of them. And they're going to move them around periodically so they're not all the same. So I think the fact that you cannot go stand next to them like you could Marilyn is going to take away from as much hype as they were wanting.
So when they move them, will you be able to stand next to them?
No. They're always going to be in this pit, and a crane will move them. And they are lit up at night. So, and they are interesting. A lot of people say they're creepy. A lot of people say they're cute. I mean, it's going back and forth on what they think. I don't know. The face, because of the barcode on the face, does make it a little creepy. They are very so lifelike, though.
I didn't realize it was a barcode. It looks like the face, from the angle of that picture there,
yeah,
it looks like the face is like pulled in.
Right. It is. It is sucked in with that barcode.
Oh, it is. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No, you're right.
I see it now. Okay.
It is. But the arms and the legs and the little button stuff, they look so real. It's incredible. But then you see the face and you go, eh. So I think as different, and people will be talking about them and stuff, as they are, the fact, because they said they're made of fiberglass and they can't have people crawling on them or, you know, banging on them or whatever. Marilyn, I think,
fragile.
Was metal. I think Marilyn's metal, but she's a more of a resilient substance that they could. So that will take it away, because you can only stand there and look at these, you know, 10 babies in a pit for so long.
Right.
Yeah. Where Marilyn, people were lined up to get their picture taken.
Yeah. Take a picture of the leg. Everybody's got pictures of the leg.
Underneath Marilyn's, you know, looking up her skirt as well.
Yeah.
I won't say any more about that. All right. So anyway, they're there. They are right next to the Kimpton Hotel in a pit where they're going to build condos in the next year or so. And I had to bring up, too, Anthony Bourdain. What a shocker.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just, and then Kate Spade's. What a shocker with that. I mean, what is going on? It's so sad. And then you hear, no one can understand why. And then you start hearing all these little bits and pieces of what possibly could have went wrong.
Right.
I was reading yesterday, you know, TMZ, they are so good at collecting facts. It's incredible what they do at TMZ. But they were the first ones to report that his girlfriend, or Anthony Bourdain's girlfriend, was seen with a young, handsome French photographer in France while he was filming. No, she was in Rome while he was in France filming Anthony.
Oh, really?
And they were holding hands, arm in arm, all this kind of stuff.
Right.
But you can't take that either so serious, because a lot of the Europeans tend to hold hands, and they're a lot different when it comes
right.
to that. My sister from Germany always wants to link her arm whenever we're together, always links her arm through mine, and it's just a different culture.
Yeah.
Where here we think if someone's doing that, they're automatically having an affair.
Right, right. They're together.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know, but anyway, they said this last week had been really rough for Anthony, and maybe there was problems, but gosh, here's a person you think has it all.
Right.
And throws it all away for
money doesn't buy happiness.
No, you're so right. 61 years old, crazy. So very, very sad. All right. Well, let's get back on some happier things. I went to a ACT Travel Club meeting, and of course, we talked about all sorts of great trips that they have coming on. Their King Tut to the California Science Center sold out, so they're adding another tour for that. I went and saw Coach Rich Gilgallon, had dinner with him. He's the one who got me in the radio. He's going to Tennessee, so I'm really excited for him. Kind of gave him a farewell little dinner there. And then I went to Animal Samaritans on Ramon Road. I was there getting gas. I kind of go to that Valero over there. I drop stuff off at the TV station, and there's a Valero over there. So if you think that's me, that's me. And there is an Animal Samaritans right across the street. So I thought, oh, you know, I'm going to go over there and check it out. So I did. And everyone was so nice. Sally and everybody was just so nice. And I saw these cute little, I was close to one dog, but still didn't get that real pull. You know? You got to get that.
Right. You feel like you can't leave.
You can't leave. And I didn't get that. There was one I kind of liked, but I didn't quite get that. So I guess now is not the time for me. But anyway, I was glad I went over there, and we're going to talk with Kim Laidlaw in the second hour of the show about traveling with your pets. In the first hour of the show, we're going to talk about, you know, our usual stuff, but we're going to have Craig Campbell, the CEO of CoachellaValley.com. He's going to join us, and we're going to talk about all the things going on that website. And if you have not been, do it. Do it during the break. Do it right now. CoachellaValley.com. It's that simple. You will see Traveling with Francoise. The show's posted on our radio show and TV, and we're going to do some more things as well. So we have all that going on. We do have some prizes, too. We have tickets for the Palm Springs International Short Film Festival. I have four blocks or four ticket vouchers that will take you to four different blocks of movies, and you cannot have won this before, please. And we also have a $25 gift card for Johannes Restaurant, and you cannot have won this before. I just want to make sure that different people have the opportunity to go and do these things, and we'll give those away a little bit later on in the show. Yesterday on KSQ, I was there. We took a look at Legoland. I was watching the video back. I sounded like just a big kid.
You did.
Did you see that?
Did it? No, 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 oh. No. But the show the next day with you, you still did.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I was so in.
Because you had a good time.
I did have a good time.
So,
but
well, that's what I was going to ask when you were talking about it again. Did it work up some of the old feelings?
Exactly.
Really?
You should have heard me on the segment. I'm like, I'm 5 years old, and only because I you know, creative people amaze me. I guess I'm creative in my own way.
Right.
But this is creativity, what we're doing right here. But when to see them make these amazing things, that if you stand back, I was looking at some of my pictures. If you were to just look at the photograph and not have Lego land right. in mind, you would think you're looking at the Taj Mahal, the real one.
Right.
I mean, that's how real. You would think you're looking at a
in
real
detail.
Las Vegas. The Las Vegas strip scene.
That's funny.
That's what just blows me away. So anyway, we did that. And then, of course, we had votes. Voting. Did you vote? Do you vote? Okay. Well, I mail in. I mail in my vote.
The only reason why I don't is because I don't read all the stuff. And I don't think that I could just go and hope for the best.
No, you're smart. I sit there. I go through the book. I read the pros and the cons. I think about it. And you know what? If there's something I don't know and I don't want, I just don't vote on it.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, I just don't. And vote on the ones that I want to vote on. So that's all over with. Of course, lots of controversy and all that kind of stuff. But it looks like Prop 68 passage accelerates the progress of the Salton Sea. So voters grant $200 million towards project that will accelerate progress at the Salton to fix this lake, the largest inland lake in the state of California. Oh, it is a vital rest stop for nearly two-thirds of all migratory waterfowl species traveling the Pacific Flyway. Of course, it's a health hazard should the water level just die out. I know there is fresh water coming in from one fresh water canal on the east end, the very east end, but there's none coming in, you know, more towards this way on the west end. But I don't know if $200 million will do anything. They keep starting these projects, then they stop them, they start them, they stop them. Somebody just needs to keep going.
Yeah, I think that could be such a cool spot.
I mean, maybe they ought to take the $200 million, make this gigantic resort,
yeah,
and just start going that direction instead. Yeah. And get more people to invest around it, and then build from there.
That would be a really good idea.
Yeah, because the water won't hurt.
Because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be, you know, when it cleans up, you know, and it's the way that it's supposed to be, that's who's going to go in there with the money is the resorts.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, and salt water doesn't hurt anyone.
Right.
It's good. In fact, it doesn't hurt your body at all, and it doesn't have any fungus that people are all worried about. There is no fungus in the salt water. So, boy, I'm worn out. Should we stop the show right now? Okay. All right, you know what we are going to do? We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out a little bit about what our sponsors are doing, and maybe I might just give those Palm Springs Short Film Festival tickets away. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. What happened there, Sean?
It shows the commercial as not being there. So what's funny is when it goes, it starts to play and it's like, oh, wait, this isn't here.
Oh.
It's really weird.
Okay. Well, yeah, there you go. That's radio. All right. Let's see. This part of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans. Animal Samaritans has been improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. They do so much over there. All these cute little guys, cats and dogs. They were showing me some of the ones that are in for neuter and spaying. Some of the ones that people have just dropped off because they found them in the road or whatever. And they were talking about some of the programs they have there, too, with other states. I didn't even realize this, you know, because I was thinking, how in the world can you get all these animals out there to be adopted? So anyway, we'll talk about that when Kim's on. But it was very, very fascinating. And for more information, you can give them a call at 760-343-3477. And all their information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise. Now, Renova Energy, they made a really good point, and I hadn't really thought about it, but I'm thinking this is the way of the world that it's going. Do you right now think of solar as kind of a home appliance?
I think of it as a necessity personally.
Yeah. But do you think at some point, and I think at some point it will, people will consider it.
Oh, yeah.
As buying an appliance, what kind of solar are we putting on our house?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally, because it's a piece that needs to go to your home.
Right. And especially here, right. Arizona, Nevada. Yeah, all the places with so much sunshine. Yes. I mean, it's still snowing in parts of the country.
Oh, yeah. But we don't have that problem.
Yeah, we don't. But I mean, to think about it.
I don't know where I'm going with that, but we don't have
You don't
that
know
problem.
It. It's still snowing and raining and just all this stuff. And here we are. Oh, another day of sunshine. Okay. So anyway, Renova Energy, they are the place to be to get your solar. Please, please, if you're thinking about it, talk to them. Don't talk to these people that come in right at the beginning of the summer and then leave at the end of the summer. Renova Energy, they've been around doing, they started it here in the Coachella Valley. So, you know, hang out with Renova Energy. Ristretto, gift cards for grads and dads. You get buy a $50 gift card, you get $10 free card for yourself. But Ristretto at the 500 in Palm Springs, they are phasing out plastic straws. This is the new big thing. In fact, there's probably going to be some laws with that coming up.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there will.
Out in Vegas, they are already, some of the huge resorts are phasing out the plastic straws now. And so John's decided he's going to do it also at Ristretto and going to start having, what they have is eco-friendly paper straws that will just become, that disintegrate.
Right.
And the waste areas, you know, trash pits.
So these people who have the cups just sitting on the counter, suddenly the straw will just be missing over time.
I think it's going to take a couple of years. If they have a straw sitting in a cup on a counter for a couple of years, they're maybe a hoarder or something. Might want to change that one. But no, that's funny, though. And they all of a sudden disintegrate. You don't use it in 1 hour.
Yeah, you could tell you've had this sitting here for too long because the straw's gone.
The straw's gone. Oh, that's funny. All right, so they are going to be doing that. Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert over there on Country Club, they are working on their new spa. All sorts of exciting things going on. They're so ahead of the curve. They are constantly revamping over at Indian Ridge Country Club just to keep it fresh and great and better than ever. So if you're looking for that country club setting, just Indian Ridge Country Club's the place to be. And Diane Williams and Associates, they will certainly be the ones to help you. And remember, all of our sponsors' information is on the website Traveling with Francoise. Use that website. There's podcasts. I'm kind of almost getting sick of hearing the word podcast. Everywhere I look, podcast that. I mean, we've been podcasting the show for 8 years or something.
And it's just something that's always been there.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a hype word now.
Right. Now, yeah, everything is, and blog. In fact, actually, they're getting away from
vlog.
Blog. Now
There's
it's more
blogs and blogs.
Yeah. But I think now it's more podcasts than blogs. People don't even know what a blog is. How many of you out there know what a blog is? Think about it. It's like an article in a paper or in a magazine.
Yeah.
It's somebody that has a site that writes an article.
Yeah.
That's really all it is. Their opinion about a place. It's not.
That's it. That's all. And they
all
just
it
gave
is.
It a new name.
Yeah. It's just an opinion. So anyway, I'm going to do some blogs. Now that we talk about it, I'm going to do some blogs on CoachellaValley.com. So I guess I shouldn't be making fun of it. Yeah. All right. Let's see. You know what? If there's somebody out there that would like to go to the Palm Springs International Short Film Festival, I have 4 tickets. We'll get you into 4 blocks of movies. You pick the theme or subject or genre, whether it's horror or comedy or biography or whatever. And you can go to, however, you can go to 4 different blocks or types of films at the Short Film Festival, which is June 19th through 25th. You cannot have won this before. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. At 760-440-8255. And I will mail these tickets out to you. You don't need to pick them up. Here's another thought, too. If you know someone that loves going to this festival and would like, you know, you'd like to give it to them as a gift, you can do that as well. So 760-440-8255. Again, the Palm Springs International Short Film Festival is June 19th through 25th. McDonald's has their big hamburgers now, 100% fresh beef, cooked right there when you order, quarter pounder burgers. So they're changing up a little bit over at McDonald's. Always doing. I had McDonald's the other day. I had a sausage and egg McMuffin, which was very, very good. Okay, Command One Security. They are always doing, you know, strong in the valley, family owned and operated. Give them a call. They have all sorts of deals for you, and they'll put a system in there that you will actually be able to use, not ones that they put it in. They try to teach you, and you go, sure, I know how to do that. Next thing you know, Yeah, you don't even know what you're doing. So then you don't even turn it on, and what's the point of having security? Speaking of security, that passed about the Palm Springs rentals, I guess short-term rentals are approved, from what I'm thinking, which is all the whole thing is so confusing. So it means that, but now Palm Springs, the city is going to have to enforce it even more.
Yeah, my parents just kind of got caught in the middle of that. They were out here weekend before last, I think, and they rented a place.
Yeah.
And it's funny seeing it from that side because the renters are really, really in between a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you had the rental company, you know, they were saying that they already had laws that they enforced. They were being really, really strict, like aggressively strict on the rules.
Yeah.
And then you had the neighborhoods that wanted to call and build their case on how much of a pain you are to their neighborhood. And they are really stuck in between. My dad was very upset.
See, and I still don't know why would I want to rent a house. I'm much happier in a hotel where someone comes out.
That's what he was saying.
And spoils me. Why do I want to go live in someone else's house for 3 days that I have to worry about everything that's in there?
Yep.
And I don't know. And neighbors and parking. And yep. I'm fine at a hotel room. And I always tip housekeeping very well every single night because I appreciate what they do. I don't leave in a mess anyway. I'm kind of one of those that makes sure it's sort of straight before they even come in. But yeah, I don't know why people want to stay in homes. I don't get it. I don't know. Anyway, Thai Smile, they are on their summer hours, so 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., then dinner 4 to 9. So check it out over at Thai Smile. And Tony Q, he's back with his knife sharpening, knife and scissor sharpening. His information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside and we come back. Craig Campbell joins us with he is the CEO of CoachellaValley.com. We're going to talk about all sorts of events going on in the Coachella Valley. Plus, you're going to hear our picks, mine, Craig's, and Sean, our pick of the week coming up, and so much more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. The show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Great to have you with us today. So, Sean, during the break, we had a winner for those. And I have some more of those, by the way. I'll probably give some away in the second hour. For the Short Film Festival vouchers, a block of four. And who is that?
You had Denise from Rancho Mirage.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations, Denise. Sorry I didn't talk to you. Why do these people do that? They talk to you, Sean, but sometimes they always don't want to talk to me.
They get scared of the radio.
I know, they do get a little scared of the radio. All right. Okay, well, we are in the events hour of this show. Next hour, we switch over to travel mode. And joining us is the CEO of CoachellaValley.com. You can see it right there on the website and our rotating logos on the sponsors page and whatnot. It is Craig Campbell. Hi, Craig.
Coachella Valley, and how are you doing today, Francoise?
I am fine. I am so fine. Here, I found one person who I think goes to more events than I do.
Oh, no.
I will admit
that. I've seen you at quite a few of those events, so I'm not sure. We should tag team and maybe split up.
We should, because I thought I would have seen you at a couple of things that I went to this past week, and I didn't see you there, but I know you covered the babies. We've been talking about
that. That's right. We were breaking the babies, and we were down in the pit, actually. Not too many people actually got video of actually being down there, but we were fortunate enough to do it. Pretty exciting little 8-foot babies coming into town from Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. It's getting what they wanted. It's getting the yays and the nays. And I feel that the only problem for me is I know they wanted the same splash as Maryland, which you could walk up to Maryland, stand underneath Maryland, get your pictures with Maryland. You can't with these babies.
That's right. They're a little bit removed
and
a little bit creepy. They definitely are creating a lot of fervor, which I think, art, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It is an open pit, behind the Rowan and in front of the Palm Springs Museum there. So it's kind of an interesting place to put them. And I think there's a cool story about them.
Yeah, there is a good story, but I still feel that it won't have the same impact just because you can't do the interaction.
That's, well, you can't replace Maryland. I mean, Maryland's forever,
but
right?
I think Maryland's coming back, though.
Well, wouldn't
from
that
what
be exciting? We always get that buzz, and it's always exciting to hear about it, and this should be its permanent place, right?
It should. I asked Mayor Moon the other day. I said, Maryland. He goes, We're working on it.
There you go.
We're working on it. So I think all the business people should get together and definitely get Marilyn back. All right. We do a segment each week. Sean and I do it. Sean jumped in on this, and you're here. So and you do it, too, because I read what you pick, but you're actually here this week to do it with us. So we're going to go with our CoachellaValley.com pick of the week for adventures or things to do or whatever we think is very cool by going to CoachellaValley.com website, checking out all the events that are listed there, pages and pages and pages. You could actually spend, you know, all day just looking at that website and figure out what you're going to do. Now, I pick, Sean, are you ready in there too? Yeah. So Craig, you have headphones on so you can hear what Sean has to say.
What's going on, Sean? How are you doing?
What's going on?
Good to see you.
See, Sean, really, normally the ladies don't like wearing headsets, so I don't have my guests normally wear a headset. So Sean kind of talks to me and I talk to them, but I really wanted him to be part of this conversation. Because
yeah, nobody's seeing my hair right now, so I'm doing okay. Yeah.
It's really because
that's why I kept mine short.
Yeah, or Sean's either. Yeah, his shaved head over there. It's because Sean gives a completely different perspective on things that I do, which I really like. You know, it comes in from a different, because I tend to get a little hyped and excited about just about anything. Then Sean's sort of more level. Well, Francoise, you know, no, I didn't even know they were there. And I go, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, let's start from there.
You get instant feedback from Sean.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. So my pick of the week, and who knows why I pick these things. I just look at them, and there's something about them that I like that I think people should experience. It's the – and if you guys pick the same thing, that's fine also. It is the Virginia Waring Piano Concert, which is Tuesday, June 12th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the Joshen Senior Center, the Arthur Newman Theater. It is – there's going to be some amazing talent there. The talent that's going to be there is – who? Dr. Sabrina Sayo? Am I saying that correctly? Not sure.
You're on your own on
this
one.
No, yeah, the ambassador of China and U.S. culture.
We're not helping there.
Yeah, thanks a lot, you guys. Dr. Sabrina will display an exceptional talent, sincere enthusiasm for piano. She will perform Bach, Beethoven, Chopin, Debussy, and so many more. And this is all free. You can go there, immerse yourself in this talent, and just have a wonderful time. So that is my pick of the event of the week. And these we have on our website here on the calendar page on our, which I'm going to show Craig here because I don't know if he even has seen this yet. On our calendar page at the very top, we have this week we suggest.
Oh, there you go. Yes. How fantastic is
that? So I put that on there, and people can go straight to your website. And Sean and I were just left out in the cold because they just have to look at the website to find us. But anyway, so Craig Campbell, CEO of CoachellaValley.com, what is your pick of the week?
Well, you know, I just want to say that, first of all, you know, Joshen and Indio and Mizell Senior Centers, you know, the senior centers just they are packed mm-hmm. with activities
yeah.
and really unique, you know, and I would recommend that through the summer. Call them up, schedule ahead of time, and join some of those events at the senior centers throughout the Coachella Valley. Absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, because they're going to have free movies, all sorts of stuff. And what constitutes a senior anymore, frankly, I don't know. But
I don't know. A lot of those events yeah. I'm interested in. Yeah. I mean, you go there's some education, some learning, and yeah. a lot of things I'm thinking, you know, I might like to try to do that sometime. So
good point, though. Very good point. And a lot of these senior centers, I know Indio is beautiful. Oh, they're beautiful. They're centers. They're really – and they also are cooling centers, too, when it gets too hot.
Right.
Free to
Absolutely.
Go in there and stick around in the cold. So, okay. So okay. What is your pick?
Okay. So, obviously, you know, we had the Lavender Festival coming again. So, most people don't realize it's back-to-back Thursday through Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, just a reminder, anybody who missed the Lavender Festival this weekend, they can go again. But my pick is a Father's Day pick.
Oh,
okay. So,
nice.
This is also traveling a little bit of to Redlands, but it's in conjunction with the Palm Springs Air Museum. And it's Warbird Rides Beer Prime Rib at the Hangar 24. You can actually catch a ride with your friends and family, go into an actual vehicle, into the cockpit, fly to Hangar 24, get out, have a little bit of beer, kick it, take some videos, and really make a Father's Day. That's something to be remembered. Now, it's limited, obviously, because they're flights, so
right.
only a certain amount of people can go in. A little bit pricey, obviously, because you're flying
an airplane.
Yeah. But if you want an experience and something exciting for Father's Day, and even if you're not a father or Father's Day, this is something very, very unique and cooler, a little bit cooler and it's tied to the Coachella Valley because they're Palm Springs Air Museum planes.
Okay, so they're going to fly out of the Air Museum in an old vintage plane?
Yeah, there's a couple of different planes that they have available. And then you fly in Hangar 24, literally as it says, Hangar 24. There's an airport right there. You fly in and the Hangar 24, if you've never done it. It's sitting right there. It's kind of a cool event.
Well,
checking out.
Yeah, isn't it? That's great. That's kind of beat what I have to go. Jeez, I mean, I love mine, but that one really, okay, that's pretty darn good. So, Sean, what's your pick?
I had picked one. I can't remember if we picked it already or if you and I had just talked about it, but the escape room.
Oh, you picked the escape room. Turn your sound up just a hair, would you please?
You hear me now?
That's better, yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you picked the escape room.
I know, the escape room. All right. I have been invited. Now, shame on me, folks. And I am the one who's constantly pushing everybody to go out and do things. I have been invited several times to the escape room. Would you like to go, Sean? And
I would like to go with people that I know.
Well, do you know me?
I do know you.
Well, and do you confident knowing me now that we're
Craig?
Looking through a glass? Well, there we go.
What if the three? How many do we
need?
We
should do this.
It says three to ten.
There you go.
3 to 10. So, I would like to include one more person.
Absolutely.
I'd like to include John that owns the 500 building because he's one of those brainiac guys that likes stuff like that.
Right.
And he's never been also.
I think it'd be fantastic. And let me tell you. They just came out with a new Merlin game. And what's really exciting about the Merlin game is that they actually created it themselves. So some of the escape companies or escape rooms, they'll get them from download them or it's,
right.
they're already in play or they see it somewhere else and they maybe mimic it. This is a completely unique production that they put on out there at the Escape Room Palm Springs, and I think we should go do it. I think we should set up an appointment right when we get out of here.
We are going to do it because I have to be able to talk about this. And they're so popular now. They're like sweeping the country.
And, since what's really cool is they are actually open 365 days a year. Most people do not realize
that
the very first appointment, our first game, it starts about noon, and it goes all the way till 9:30 every night. So if you're just hanging out, sitting around like 8 o'clock, pop on in, do a game, and think about how fun that is. Wow. 365 days a year is what they tell
me. How long is a game, though? I mean, I don't want to be locked in this room with the three of you for, 5 hours or something.
We're highly intelligent. Yeah. We'll be in and out of there in no time at all.
So what is a normal – because I think they give you so much time to escape.
Yeah.
And then if you don't, you get a buzzer and you feel like a loser.
I think an hour, is about the time, and it's a process. And I've had a visit there. It's really a lot of fun. It's an incredible setup. And very safe, very secure, very fun, and ways to get out if you panic.
Okay. You know what I should do is I should have cameraman Steve come and film us while we're in there trying to escape.
I think we have to.
Yeah, I think you got to do like a group. I mean, we could put together 10 people.
Do we want 10 of them?
Yeah, we want 10.
That would be absolutely
great. That way we can
fill
it all up. And it's all people that you know, so you're all.
Except for the bank heist, we might want less. We're gonna have to off a few people to split the cash at the end.
See this, folks? It went from four of us. Now we have 10 people. And Sean, you don't even like people. So
what? That's what I'm saying. But then I know all those people.
Okay.
We're all connected.
Okay, so we all have to know each other now.
Well, I'm the type that it's hard for me to go to like.
Or is it just friends on Facebook? Is that qualified?
No, you go to like the. I'm the guy that goes to the big table, the chef's table, and they're all cooking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't really know them. It's weird to sit at a table with them. So
maybe we should.
I'm
have
just
some
awkward.
Fans. Maybe we should have traveling with Francois fans
well,
and
like
or to
it.
Go be in the escape room with
I
us.
I think that could be a lot of fun.
Maybe we ought to talk to the owner of the escape room
first before we show up.
We do all this stuff. Yeah.
I think Dom over there would be more than happy to hear from us, and they've got some exciting things going on over at the escape room.
All right.
Well, thanks, Sean,
tell
for
her,
your pick.
Tell her it went from three people to 10 people
now
to a cameraman.
Sold out all year long.
This is too funny. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a lot of other events to talk about right here on Traveling with Francois. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. We now have 451 people going to the escape room. So there you go.
Stick.
All right. This segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, and Gallery 500. So get on over there to The 500 on the corner of Ramon and Indian. Their website is the500ps.com. And we're going to talk about some free events now happening today. It is the Abraham and Larry Show. This is a free community education outreach at the Camelot Theaters on Barista Road. It is at 2 p.m., so you might want to go on over there and see Lawrence Luckenbill, who is married to Lucy Arness.
Oh, wow.
Or she's married to him, or
a little trivia.
Something like that. Yeah, so there you go. And that happens today at 2. And that is a free event. I also have something at the Palm Springs Public Library, which is on the 11th, which is Monday? Monday? Is the 11th? No. Is Monday?
Yeah.
Is the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes. I'm actually speaking.
That's tomorrow, by the way.
I know. Yeah, thank you. I'm speaking at the Palm Springs Public Library on Wednesday around 2 o'clock to ladies' group.
There's no talking in the library.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be, I am going to be talking there to a group
of
ladies that I don't know what they want to talk about. Travel, we'll figure it out. But anyway, that's going to be at 2 o'clock, so I will be there. But tomorrow, they have a reading program begins tomorrow for 6 weeks, and it is Reading Takes You Everywhere. That is the name of this. It's a weekly program from preschool all the way to 12th grade. And even adults, they say, I love to read. I read every night, so this might be for you at the Palm Springs Public Library. Again, that is tomorrow. So, Craig, what do you have over there for
free?
Well,
you know what? I'm always excited about Monument Night, and that is done actually. It's 8:45 to 10 o'clock. It's on the 16th, which is Saturday. And right up 74 near Art Smith Trail, there's a visitor center there, and they're gathering. It's a very family event, and they go out into the wash, and they actually are looking for night creatures. So bring your black light, because there's often scorpions that are translucent and glow in the dark, and they will take you through different nighttime animals that are out there. Always fun. Usually a moon is out there, so it's beautiful, a little bit cooler. And like I said, it's a family event and completely free. It's called Monument Night, and we have some information on CoachellaValley.com. You can take a look at it.
And I've been there. Sean, you ought to take Jasmine. She would love that.
I think it sounds cool. I think I think I would like it.
You would like
absolutely.
It too. I did it. I've done it a couple times. And they had flashlights there for if you didn't bring a black light. When I went, which was 2 years ago, I think. I haven't been since. I don't know why. But it really – and I saw the little scorpions that are blue. It's neon when these lights shine on.
Nothing more exciting than you're out there looking around at nighttime and all of a sudden you discover – the scorpion, it's just sitting there hanging out.
Yeah.
And you can kind of watch how they react to the light and everything else. And it's just really spectacular. You know, you don't even know that they do glow in the dark, but they do.
Yeah. And you just show up. And with us, folks, is Craig Campbell. He is the CEO of CoachellaValley.com. Certainly check it out. But go. And you have to wear closed-toed shoes.
That's right.
Because you're out there walking through the bushes, and you know how scary it is at night, and there's kids there. There's lots of kids, lots of adults. I mean, lots of everybody there having a great time. And all of a sudden, you hear this rustle in the bushes next to you, and nobody knows what it is. And then the rangers that are out there with you, the guides, you know, they come up with this story that it's Bigfoot or something that's running around there.
Well, it is Bigfoot. Yeah. It's not just
not
a story.
No.
You
got to
go
see
for yourself, right?
Right. So anyway, okay, so that's a good one. Also, Palm Springs Art Museum, they have teamed up with the International Film Society. They're having a summer film series. The one I have on here is the 14th, which is Thursdays. Every Thursday is from noon to 8 through August 30th. They have free films over there at the Annenberg Theater. So that is very cool.
That is really
neat. Okay. All right. And you have something else over there?
Well, you know, I don't have something free, but, you know, with Father's Day coming up, you know, it's not always easy to come up with some ideas. But you got Power Baseball coming in, Palm Springs Power Baseball. They actually have a Father's Day day, so you can check that out, which I think is really cool. On the 14th, you got Golden Boy Productions, which is boxing at Fantasy Springs little bit early, but
that's
that might be something that is male-minded. And, of course, Creedence Clearwater at Fantasy on the 16th as well, and might be some things that Dad might be interested in. So just some ideas out there, ladies.
I think, Craig, you are dropping some big hints there that you would like to do a lot of these things.
Well,
okay?
I'm going to be at all of them. Yeah. I go to every event. So.
All right. Okay, those are all really good picks. Don't forget the Braille Institute this week. They have on June 15th, they have Understanding Vision Loss. Get on over there. All their seminars are free on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage. Again, be proactive, not reactive if you have vision loss, and take advantage of all the Braille Institute has to offer. Okay, I also have something else, you guys. This is a herd gathering. Yeah, you both are looking at me like, okay, Francois. The Art Alliance of Idlewild. They are having, and Idlewild is a great place to go.
Hey, that's a place to cool off.
Yep, really. In fact, it's probably, 20 degrees or so cooler up there. They have all these painted deer, kind of like we have our bighorn sheep
right.
that are all over the valley. They have deer instead. And these these deer are going to gather in a herd before they're spread out all through Idlewild, and that is next Saturday at the Courtyard Gallery at Idlewild. And sadly, on this release, now I was staring at it, they didn't put a time on there. So you might just want to call the visitor center or whatever up there. And I imagine they're going to leave these herd of deer there for the day so people can look at them.
Right.
They're painted in all different types of motifs, and it sounds really a lot of fun. 22 of them, and then they're going to be spread out through Idlewild.
Well, you mentioned Idlewild, and I did mention to you the Jazz Festival. It's in August. I know it's a long time away. Mm-hmm. It's August 10th. An incredible venue for jazz up there. And the reason I mention it is because you got to plan.
Jazz,
you
got to
get tickets.
Pines.
It's
yeah.
3 days yeah. long, and mm-hmm. it's August. Well, I put August 10th, but it's actually 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we mentioned Idlewild. One of my favorite places just to drive on up there, cool off a little bit. Phenomenal place to hang out, relax, mm-hmm. obviously hike, and get some great food and something to think about. Idlewild.
Okay. All right. You know, it would behoove you, Craig, to once in a while ask these people for some tickets for us to give away on the show.
Okay, I'll do that.
And courtesy of CoachellaValley.com.
Hey, when you bring me back next time, I'm bringing a bag of tickets for
good.
Everybody
all right,
that's listening.
Bag
of tickets.
What I'm really trying to do here, folks, is cut my workload in half. If I can just get Craig to do a lot of it, then see, I won't need to spend so much time.
Well, that's great. Well, then I'll just keep talking. You know, we got the Short Fest, Film Fest coming up, which you mentioned.
I just gave some tickets away to Denise, and I'm going to have some more tickets to give away in the second hour of the show. That's really fun. Those short films, it takes you a little bit of time to kind of get into them because we're used to going to long films.
That's right, and they're such a distinct and unique mindset around short films, and there's all kinds of different ones. So you either like them or you don't, just like any other movie or any other art form.
Yeah.
But what an incredible opportunity, Short Fest here, mm-hmm. Short Film Fest here. Again, it's really becoming a film festival mecca out here in Palm Springs, and another fun thing to do in the summertime. Why not go into the movie theater and cool off a bit?
Now, because of that, it's spread on over to Borrego Springs now. Their Short Film Festival is only 3 years old, 3 or 4 years old, and now their entries have surpassed a couple hundred when originally they only had, 50? And I think they're 400 or 500 now they get submissions, so really cool for them. Now, remember, Sean, last week we were talking about the golf cart parade.
Yes.
They are accepting entries now for ideas for this theme, the 54th annual golf cart parade coming up in October 28th. I submitted my theme.
Did you submit it?
I did submit it.
So now you can tell us what it is?
Can I tell you now? I guess because I already submitted it.
I would think so.
All right. So I'm going to tell you what my theme, and you go to the website golfcartparade.com/2018. Anyway, it's on the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. My theme was desert royalty.
Oh, very nice.
Isn't that good?
I like it.
With all the stuff for the wedding. So now you out there cannot use that same one because I already
sounds
did it.
Sounds rich.
Yeah. So I thought there could be a lot of fun with that desert. So that's my theme. So we'll see if it gets picked. I only submitted one, but that's a lot of fun. Well, all right. So I got one more. I have to mention Arc Attire, who was formerly Desert Arc Attire. We want to thank them for being part of the show. They supply me with my Traveling with Francois baseball caps.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All that sort of stuff when we do bus trips and everybody gets a cap. And so we want to thank them at Desert Arc Attire. Remember, they do silk screening, embroidering, all that sort of stuff. And when you use them, you're also employing clients of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win.
You used to serve on that board, a very fine organization, so mm-hmm. highly supportive of it.
Yeah.
And your hats look pretty good.
Thank you. All right, things to do that we have to pay for. Let's see.
Well, let me jump in here real quick. Well, there's the Wabi Sabi.
Why don't
Japan,
you do that, Craig?
Wabi Sabi Japan Living. Sushi 101.
What?
So if you want to learn how to actually roll up some sushi and you want to do it yourself, we've got some classes in downtown Palm Springs at the Wabi Sabi Japan Living, 5:30 to 7 o'clock on the 16th.
Where?
Sushi 101.
Oh,
in
sushi.
Palm Springs.
Oh, that was the name. I thought he was telling us Sushi 101. It's like a book for dummies or something.
Well, that's the actual class. And so something unique, something kind of fun to do. $33. I assume you get some sushi in the middle of it, too. So it might be the best sushi.
And I've rolled sushi, and it's very difficult.
Oh, there
Is
you
it?
Go. There
yeah.
you go.
So then it won't really look like anything when
No, it doesn't.
When we're done.
It still tastes good, but I would like to learn to roll it.
We'll be eating rice and stuff that's supposed to look like something. Now, all these events. Craig, about how many events, just off the top of your head, do you think you have even posted on CoachellaValley.com.
Well, you know, in March we had 600 actually entered into our calendar, and we invite people to submit their events to the calendar. It's free, and there's other things that you can do to enhance that. Right now, there's well over 200 events that are in there that make up. And as you can imagine, new events come on all the time. And then once the event comes and goes, it drops off. So to actually have 200 events in that calendar currently, and it's just such a wide variety of things to take a look at, both free. We have a trending, so kind of what other people are looking at, from Palm Springs to Coachella to desert hot springs all over the place, and also surrounding areas as well.
Well, Craig, thank you so much. Always fun having you on. You're welcome. I mean, we should make this a once-a-month thing. How's
that?
Okay,
I'm committed. All right,
and we have our escape room, all sorts of stuff.
And I'm going to bring my bag of tickets.
Good. Stick around, folks. We're going to shift into travel mode. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. We'll be right back.